Hi guys, good morning. This is Reema Tendulkar from CNBC TV 18. The market mood seems quite somber. The markets ended lower for the fifth day in a row yesterday. We breached last month's low of 11,550. In fact, we ended below the 11,500 mark. And today the SGX Nifty is suggesting a negative start. So currently, it's a cut of close to about 60 odd points. In fact, it seems to be following the rest of the Asian markets lower on the back of the US-China trade jitters. It's all about trade. The Dow ended down with a cut of 470 points, its worst day since 3rd of Jan, and comments from the US Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer rattled investors when he said US will increase levies on Chinese imports effective Friday. The FII mood also seems to have soured. The FII sold 645 crore in the cash market. In fact, this marks the third consecutive session of FII selling in the cash market. The DIIs were optimistic. They bought 819 crore in the cash market. Brent is hovering around $70 per barrel, so that shouldn't provide too much by way of a swing for the markets. Big earnings lined up today, so Titan will be the big nifty one. Apart from that, in the big mid-caps, you've got Tata Communications, Shriram Transport, Dhanalakshmi Bank, Satin Credit, Chennai Petro, and plus we've got a primary market listing, Neogen. It was a small IPO. The issue price was at 215, but it saw strong subscription at 41.18 times, so that will be on our radar. In earnings reaction, BSE's numbers were tepid. The performance was impacted by subdued IPO market and lower trading activity in small cap stocks, but the stock could be supported on the buyback news. The company has announced a 460 crore tender buyback at a price of 680 rupees per share, higher than yesterday's closing price of 636. Some other companies where the numbers look good, Vedanta margins were higher than estimates, profits too were higher than street expectations on the back of a higher other income, lower tax rate. RCF, where the top line growth was 15%, but the bottom line jump was 64%. ABB, numbers were higher than expectations, so profits came in at 116 crore. It shows you a reported decline of 41%, but it's better than what the street was anticipating, and Mahindra Logistics has reported a steady number. Another important one to track will be SEAT, where the numbers are in line with expectations, but the big story playing out in SEAT has been the margin compression. So from margins of 12% in F5-17, it came down to 10.2% in F5-18 and further down to 9.5% in F5-19. And Escorts came out with numbers during market hours, but a lot of brokerages have lowered their EPS estimates on the back of a disappointing set of numbers, and they're all tracking the progress of the monsoon and whether that will lift the sales for Escorts. Net-net, it will be the top-down story which will dominate. Trade jitters are impacting global equity markets, and India should be no exception. Though in the past, you've seen that India's the impact on India has been lower than what we've seen with respect to other emerging markets.